Yes, I am in the land of Waltzing Matilda, and I'm here with my trusty sidekick, my lovely sister, Catherine Neal. Catherine, are you so excited?
I'm nervous. I'm a bit nervous, to be honest. But
well, I shall tell you why. Because 52,000 tons of steel, 135 metres in the air, Catherine and I are about to do the Sydney Bridge Climb. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Catherine and I are literally about to climb to the very top of the Sydney Harbour Bridge, and we've got Dean the Climbing Machine, who is going to be our guide. Dean, are you excited?
I am excited. I
mean, good.
Look, I've been here 15 years, but every day I'm excited. It's a brilliant job. You never know who you're going to meet.
Yep.
Today I've got a couple of guys from Ireland, obviously.
Now, Catherine's very small. Do you think she could blow away? Is there any chance that we could get rid
no
of her somehow?
Of no chance of that whatsoever, Marcus, because we're going to make sure everyone that goes onto the bridge is actually attached onto our static line.
We're all suited and booted. We've got a boiler suit on, which is grey, navy and blue. And then we've got all these little attachments and things. Why do we have all the attachments on the suit?
Well, everything has to be attached in a safe manner. We cannot afford to lose anything off the bridge. That was one of the conditions that Bridge Climb, which is a private company, was allowed to operate on what is a government bridge. Even if a guy was proposing to his loved one, which is quite a common experience on the bridge, the ring will actually be attached to an ERD, an engagement ring device, and this is our way that the ring can't be dropped and everything is nice and safe.
Well, there you are, Catherine, there's hope for you yet.
Well, never mind that. Where's my parachute? Is there an attachment for a parachute anywhere?
Well, as much as we do joke about parachutes, we don't take parachutes.
That's perfect. Go.
Wow.
Right, this is where
This is the airlock.
The airlock.
There's no going back now, is there?
Here, so we go up on the east.
Okay.
The Opera House side, and down on the west.
And on average, how many people would you get that in a week, say, that would do the Opera House Bridge tour?
Okay, it depends on the season and the day, but some days, a very quiet day here would be around 200 people. A real maxed out day around Christmas time would be around 2,000 people.
My goodness.
There's a lot of variation. Yeah.
It's amazing. Do you see the view from the bridge looking at the Grand Opera House? You never get to see this anywhere else other than on the bridge.
It's quite unique. As I like to say, I mean, what's the view like from your workplace?
Yeah.
Look at mine.
I know.
And the fact that the bridge is exactly two opera houses in height, so that's 67 metres, and we go to 134,
wow.
Exactly twice.
Yeah.
Do you realise a famous Aussie actor actually used to work on the bridge, not so much as a painter, but as a rigger?
Hugh Jackman?
It wasn't Hugh Jackman.
No, it was your man that done Gladiator, I bet you.
It wasn't Gladiator, it wasn't Russell Crowe.
Jason Donovan.
It wasn't Jason in the 1970s. Famous for saying these words in New York City in a movie. That's not a knife. Now that's a knife.
Oh, Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah.
Oh, fab. What's his name?
Paul Hogan.
Are there sharks in the harbour at the minute?
Well, there certainly would be, but we've just come out of winter, so the water's about 19 at the moment. When it gets to about 22, the bull sharks, and they're all females for some reason, will come in from the Tasman Sea and call Sydney home for the summer. So they're all girls.
And would they eat you?
They wouldn't eat you, but they might take a bite of you.
And who designed the bridge? Like, who came up with this idea?
Well, the bridge was designed by an Englishman called Ralph Freeman. And the chief engineer for the bridge was a man by the name of John Bradfield. That's the Bradfield Highway above our heads at the moment. This is a man that spent 40 years of his life devoted to the building of the bridge. Love can build a bridge. So we're going to go this way, further out along this catwalk. We've reached a height of 45 metres now.
Okay. Well, so we're literally climbing through the rig. We're now completely underneath the motorway and just above the water, but we've had to climb through a little hole. Now, Catherine is tiny. How are you finding it so far?
Yeah, I mean, I'm lucky because I'm small, so it's easy for me. No problem.
I wouldn't like to vet too many pies and try to do this.
Wow.
Have you ever had anybody fall off or fall over during a tour?
No, not at all. We're a very, very safe operation here. And when you consider that we've done over 2 million people now, no serious injuries.
So we've now just come out at traffic level. So we have the cars whizzing past. And how many cars or vehicles would pass this bridge on a daily basis on average?
Today's a working day, so we're looking about 180,000. Now you compare that with 1932 and 11,000, and horses and carts,
yeah,
and sheep and pigs, and you know, it's
so
a vast difference.
What have to the bridge to make it more secure and safer? Because for the weight of all the cars,
well,
has anything
that's
changed?
An interesting question. They've actually, in the last 10 years, they've added cables,
yeah,
to what are known as hangers. The hangers hold up the weight of the road deck.
Right.
The bridge wasn't going to fall over, but they want it to last a lot longer than the 75 to 100 years that Dorman Long,
yeah,
had given the bridge.
So to be sure.
Yeah.
So, Catherine, we are 135 metres in the air. Can you believe it? Look at this view. We've got the Opera House. We've got four or five different bays around. Just boats coming in and out. And we are on the top, literally the top of the world. How do you feel?
I literally feel like I've achieved something today, and this is probably one of the best days of my life for sure.
So Dean, we have been detethered. We're back now on solid ground. My legs feel like jelly.
Yes.
Thank you so much for doing such a wonderful tour guide.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure to, on behalf of Bridge Climb, a pleasure to have you guys on board, and we'll look forward to entertaining your visitors.
Of course. Catherine, how do you feel?
Well, I mean, if you ever do get the chance to come to Sydney, this is a must-do. You will not forget the day that you spend on the bridge. That's a promise.
For all ages, shapes and sizes, Dean, the climbing machine, thank you very much.
Thank you.